If you like what we're doing here at Anime Cherry Bomb, don't forget to leave a like. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, SoundCloud, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that looks like a toad, Jay, and with me is a guy that's addicted to Soma's wine, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, too. It's a little cold out.
It actually snowed over here today, so...
Oh, wow. Worse than I do.
Yeah, so it is pretty cold, but I know it's I guess seasonably cold over there.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of cold, Jay, what anime did we do this week?
The dungeon classic, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
And I do have the synopsis ready. This comes from our friends over at High Dive. Belle and Hesse are back in action as they struggle to prove the strength of their familia. Belle completes a task that moves him up in ranks, but as a result, he soon finds himself as the subject of scrutiny he never saw coming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does. He does get some scrutiny.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, Aaron, you ready for some facts?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, Is It Wrong to Try to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon? Is a fantasy anime originally released in 2015. This season. Season 2 has 12 episodes and one recap episode. Did you watch? You watched a recap episode, right?
No.
You didn't?
I decided to roll the dice. I was like, I don't want to watch more anime. I don't want to watch more of this anime than I have to. So I...
I watched it just so that I could refresh myself. It was pretty entertaining because it was kind of commentated by Belle and Hestia.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. And like Hestia was like saying things that like didn't happen, like Belle confessing to her or something.
Oh, gosh dang it. That does sound really fun now. You say it.
And then, this is based on the light novel by Fujino Omori. And this is pretty much what he's known for. But I see that he has something else called Wistoria Wand and Sword. And I think that's probably something that he has in the works. Because I don't see any info on it.
Right.
This was directed by Hideki Tachibana. He took over from the previous director. And he's directed classics such as H2O, Footprints in the Sand, and Dragon Crisis.
Oh.
Two animes that we covered.
Yo, two animes that this anime actually reminds me of, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that is a pretty good comparison.
Yeah.
The studio is JC Staff, and they've done Azumanga Daioh, Kimi Kiss, Pure Rogue, and Toradora, all stuff that we've covered. This is licensed by Crunchyroll and Sentai Filmworks. The music is done by Kenji and I, and he has a interesting lineup of anime that he's done music for. One being Do You Love Your Mom and her two-hit multi-attack. And then on the other side of the spectrum, he's did Star Wars Visions.
Oh, did you say which one he did?
The Duel.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think of the music in this one?
It's all right.
It was okay.
Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. nothing that you want to put like on your phone.
Nah, I don't think so.
Shuffle through.
There was I really liked the insert song after Ishtar died. It was pretty cool.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Other than that, it's like whatever.
Did she die, though? She fell off the building. Oh, yeah, she was sent up to heaven, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that in the recap? I don't remember that being a rule.
The being sent up to heaven?
Yeah.
I think that might have been the first time we've seen it.
Yeah, they explained it like it was like something
that we should have known already.
Yeah, but yeah, once they go back to heaven, they can't come back.
Mm-hmm. That sucks.
Yeah.
All right. So opening song is called Hello to Dream, and it's by Iguchi. And ending song is called Sayakana Shukusai, and that's by Sora Tobe Sakana. And I couldn't find anything about Iguchi, the guy that did opening song. Well, I didn't really look. And as for Sora Tobe Sakana, they've done both openings for High Score Girl 1 and 2.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And as for cross media, there's the light novel that this is based on. There's the manga adaptation. And there's some video games for the PS4, Vita, Switch, PC, and there's a mobile game as well. So, Aaron, do you have anything general you want to talk about?
I do want to say, like, not really, because that's how I kind of feel about this anime. I mean, like, it's fine. It's
Yeah.
not, like, offensively bad or anything, or it's not even boring, sort of say, but it is very junk food anime.
Yeah. It's very so what's something that I wanted to bring up was like I feel like this anime is just like trying to like build up to something because there's like really no objective that I can think of. Do they have an objective other than I want to be a hero?
Yeah, he's just becoming a hero.
Yeah, because like right now it feels like very vague of what like the anime is trying to do. Like, I mean, I guess they're trying to like build up their family,
Well,
their familia.
they're, I mean, at least Hermes is trying to get Belle to be a hero, to build him to
Yeah.
be a hero.
Like without him actually knowing about it.
Right.
He's just like nudging him in the direction of that.
You know, I do find the world like very interesting, but they don't do really anything interesting with it.
Yeah.
Like we do get like a little bit of like lore between like rivaling like factions and stuff, like beefing factions. Like that was like really interesting. That was really cool. But so far, like I don't know. I didn't really, I don't know, like, again, I don't know how to explain about how I felt with this anime. When I say, like, it's very all right, nothing objectable.
Yeah, definitely. It's there's like nothing really wrong with it.
But I really wanted to, like, sink my teeth into it. Like, that's the thing, though. Like, I feel like
Okay.
it could be, like, really cool. It has, like, the structure of, like, it could be something, like, I don't know, something special, but it could be something cool.
Yeah, for sure. It definitely has the right building blocks for it.
And I was like, man, if I like this anime, I would like if I love this anime, I'd totally get the Hestia seal, the tattoo,
Oh, okay, yeah.
or her seal
You
as a
know,
tattoo.
speaking of the seal, when they first got the house and like she drew it like on a paper, it looked like garbage. I was like, what the hell is that even supposed to
Yeah, I
be?
didn't even really get it either until they showed it when it was nice and full. I was like, okay, that makes.
Yeah, that looks better. I was like, what? That doesn't look like anything.
Oh, too
Supposed
bad
to be.
those. I really, you know, I guess we're gonna talk about characters in a little bit, but I did really like that those girls from Apollo's gang. The one who could tell the future and then the other one. I thought they were like really cute. And I was
I
like
know.
very sad that they bounced as soon as they
Yeah.
learned they.
I was hoping that at least the one that could tell the future
No.
would join.
That was
I
sad.
feel
She
like
was like the main
she's gonna
character.
come back at some point.
Probably. I mean, they're probably gonna
Because
play a point some like at some point, I would imagine.
yeah, 'cause that power seems too unique to be just
A one time.
thrown away. Yeah, thrown away like
It
that.
was so cute though, her pillow. She's like, oh.
Yeah, like I saw the future and it was here.
It's so funny. But yeah, how do you feel, Jay?
I actually really enjoyed this like set of episodes, other than the fact that like I don't know. It was kind of predictable, everything that happened.
That's what I'm saying. Like it, I don't think it. I mean, it. The one thing I can commend this anime is it doesn't take itself too seriously,
Yeah.
and I think it makes it like stronger to that point. Because like you said, like most of these, like they're fun. I didn't have a bad time watching these.
Yeah.
Like they were like a very easy watch. They're like very easily paced. But as I was explaining to Jay earlier, I think I texted him this last night, was like a lot of these episodes, you can explain in like one sentence
Yeah.
and you'd be like completely fine. Like you wouldn't miss any like actual subtext by
Yeah.
explaining them. And that's a funny thing to say, kind of coming off of like One Piece, which most of the time One Piece is like that as well, where you can like describe an episode like in one instance.
Yeah, like Luffy runs down the hall.
Yeah, this one is like, oh yeah, they get attacked by Apollo. What's the next episode? They agree to a war game. Like literally, that's like all you need to
Yeah.
know from every episode.
Yeah, they agreed to a war game. What's the next episode? They fight the war game.
Oh, they go and save Lily.
Yeah, they go and save Lily.
What's the next episode? They go and win the war game. What's the next episode? They explore the mansion.
What's the next episode? They go to the red light district.
Yeah, literally. That one is probably like you can do in two sentences where it's like they go to the red light district and meet what's her name? Hime something Hime.
Haruhime.
Haruhime. Thank you. Haruhime. Yeah, and they meet Haruhime.
You know, it's something that I found like kind of like disappointing was that Haruhime ended up being the maid of the house. I was like, oh man,
No,
I
poor
want her
girl.
to be like more of like an adventurer.
She can literally be like the support.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. She ha like they haven't gone to like a dungeon yet. Like we haven't seen her when they've gone to a dungeon. So
Right.
maybe she'll tag along. But
But it's also like I can see why they wouldn't want her in the dungeon. Because like you
oh, 'cause
said,
she's very valuable and
yeah. You don't
but
want
then I
people to
wouldn't
know
want to
about
leave her
her.
at the house by herself with just Hestia.
Well, then just don't make sure no one knows that about her. Then you're good. Oh, I'm trying to think of anything else I wanted to say, Jay. I wonder if
You
there's
know, it's something that I
anything.
enjoyed.
What?
I don't think in the last episode, it was brought to my attention that like each god is a god of something,
Right.
and we don't know what Hestia is at right now.
Yeah, we do. What do you mean?
What is it then?
But that Hestia is the god of?
Yeah,
Hestia
she's
is
the god
the.
of.
She's a god of. Hold on, let me Google it right now.
This is all that they tell us in the anime?
Yeah, I mean, they don't tell like what Hermes is. It's just that you just have to know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they do. She's the goddess of the hearth.
The
The
hearth?
hearth.
What's that?
A hearth? A hearth is okay, so according to because the name of the mansion is the Hearth Heart fam the Hearth Heart Mansion. But it's a hearth is oh, it's a hearth is like where it's like a stove.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a stove. Yeah.
There literally is a god for anything.
Yeah. Well, it's the right ordering of domesticity, the family, the home, and the state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's the
So
first.
like a like a family structure.
Yeah, she's the goddess of like family, basically. And then she is she's part of the which it makes sense. She's a member of the Olympian Pantheon. Which makes sense why Hermes is close to her.
Okay.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense why she's beefing with Loki, which is pretty funny because Loki's a Norse. You know, that's also why I really like this anime. There's like, again, I don't think we mentioned the first one, but yeah, we have different like mythologies. There's even like the Japanese gods as well. There's again Norse.
The
Freya
ninja
is
girl
also
came from one of
Norse.
the ninja girl came from one of the Japanese gods, right? His name is hard to say or hard to.
Yeah, I forget. He does a short. She has a shortened way to say it,
Know,
his
it's
name
like
is.
Take, right?
Because Take whatever Zuchi. He's like the god of like thunder or something like that in Japan. But it's very interesting to see like all these different like pantheons. And for some reason, I never even guessed that like Zeus had a pantheon as well.
Yeah, but he's like already defeated.
Yeah, is that what happened? He got defeated.
Yeah, he was defeated along with somebody else because they got beat by the Black
The
Dragon.
Black Dragon, poor Zeus. All right. Jay, anything other? Anything general? Anything else?
Think that's all I really wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I
Just like
mean, I
the fact
could.
that they're just like it feels like they're trying to build up to something.
Right.
And like
It is very fun. I mean, that's the. I think the best compliment I can give this anime.
Yeah, it's like really easy to digest. It's like very like I had zero problems watching the whole all these episodes.
Right.
And I wasn't bored throughout any of it. I was pretty entertained throughout the whole thing.
Oh, that's what I want to ask you, Jay. Was the mixing weird on Hulu?
Mixing? Oh, you mean like background to like voice? Were you watching the dub or sub?
I watched the dub on there.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe different. I watched the sub on Hulu, and it seemed fine to me. I didn't notice anything
Yeah,
different.
well, because I watched. There was a time where I was like in the front room and I watched it on Hulu, and the dub was like really quiet in spots. So I didn't know if it was like a Hulu thing or my a TV thing, but yeah, I felt way off.
It
Funny.
probably would have been Hulu, I would say. It has to be something with the mixing. If it's like if something is if the music is greater than the voicing, then it has to be mixing.
Like I said, I don't know if it was because of that episode. Maybe it was like that episode specifically because like it didn't happen any other time when I was watching it on my phone, but who knows?
Wait,
All
so you
right.
do have access to Hulu, huh?
On my living room TV, not on my phone or anything. Yeah, that's why I usually just watch it on my phone. All right, Jay. Art and cinematography.
Art is it's okay.
Pretty standard fare. I don't think there's
Pretty,
anything
yeah.
too cool to
I mean, all the girls look cute.
especially all the Amazons. They
Oh
were
yeah.
really dope.
They're all really pretty. That's another thing I was disappointed at. I wanted Aisha to join the Hestia family.
No.
Cause it seemed like she really cared for Haruhime, but I guess not enough.
Yeah, I guess that's pretty funny. Maybe next season, Jay. As always,
Maybe.
with the next Bell adding on to his harem of women.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a theme that we're gonna, not really a harem of women, but like I feel like they're gonna just like pick and choose people from different families to join. They're like I even feel like somebody in like Ares's group, like maybe his assistant, that one guy that's like lower than him. I feel like there something's gonna happen with Ares.
Could be you know what character I really like, or characters I really like? I really like the elves in
Oh
this
yeah.
series.
Oh yeah, when like during the war game, that one elf that helped.
The elf that's the
Like at
where I
the
know it's in
tavern.
season one he helped her. Was she always in the tavern? I don't remember.
Now that you mention it, I'm not sure if she was always there. There was like an episode with her, like about her.
Yeah, I don't
I'm pretty
remember.
sure.
I know he brought her down to the fight or whatever on the 18th floor or whatever. He brought her down there, but I just don't remember if she was there to begin with or not. I just can't recall. Yeah, she's really cool. The elf that's with Hermes, his like right hand person.
Oh yeah, the one that can fly.
Yeah, she's super cool as well. I do love that at least Hermes in this time around doesn't feel like he's like as scheming as he was in the first one. I feel like on the first one he was like damn near an antagonist from what I
Yeah, it was
remember.
kind of made out to be like he was kind of made out to be like that.
Like he's just like always scheming in the background. And he still is scheming, but he's more of like their friend. So it's, I don't know, interesting to say the least, I guess.
Is the girl that works at the guild also elf?
I don't remember. The glasses girl? I don't remember, but she's really cute. I also really like her.
Yeah, I want to see more of her as well. I remember I really liked the little date that they had, her
Yeah,
and Belle.
they went on to whatever the dude's
Get armor and get
yeah,
armor or something like that.
the goddess of armory or whatever, of smithing. All right, Jay.
Oh, you know what's something that in general?
Huh.
It's funny that the opening spoiled that they got a house.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So I was
Pretty
kind of
funny.
disappointed at that, but you know what can you do? It's the opening.
Right. Trying to think. Any of the cinematography moments? There's a lot of cool like first person shots. I could feel like of like Haruhime looking at Belle and Belle looking at Haruhime. There's like a lot of cool shots like that. When they first meet. But other than that, I don't know. I
You
don't
know,
really
I
have
did.
anything too crazy.
You know, the atmosphere of Belle being captured by the Toad Lady was it was actually kind of like tense for me
Right.
at least. It was like, oh my God, poor Belle, he's gonna get destroyed.
It was more of like, I don't know. To me, it's more like a joke than like
Oh, because
tense.
of the way she looks.
Well, because of that, and then like. The scene ends with literally her hair grabbing his crotch to see if he has a boner. So it's like,
Oh,
I think it like it to me it's like 100% played like as a joke, and not a good one, because sexual assault's not a joke. So it's like okay,
I know, right? And
no
you're like, I
matter,
got something for that.
yeah, no matter the sex, sexual assault isn't a. Isn't a joke, especially like with her, because like she's already as like a jokey character of like, oh, I'm so hot, like all this stuff, like okay, like whatever. So it, I don't know, it was really and like obviously like part of, part of the joke is that like Belle isn't into it or whatever, but he isn't into it, so like it doesn't even make it, it's not supposed to be make it more funny, which is like kind of the point of him not being into it, him being pure. So I don't know, I just that scene kind of left like a bad taste in my mouth, and at least to me it felt like that scene was more again like trying to be funny than trying to be like a dire situation.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
guess so. Yeah, I think Belle, like, for sure, I think that's like the most scared Belle's ever been. Like, after
Right.
he got freed,
Yeah, exactly.
he had like the biggest, like, sigh of relief. Not sigh of relief, but like just the feeling of
Well, he's
relief.
literally like crying into Haruhime's. Like, it's so sad. But, like, I don't know. To me, it's like played off as a joke. Like, that's the joke. Like, haha, he was good. He's. Crying because this almost happened to him.
Yeah, and how does nobody know about this place?
Right. And like by happenstance, Haruhime found it, which is pretty funny.
Yeah.
She found
She's just like, she's just walking in the tunnels or something randomly.
yeah, she found what's her face being beat to death, I'm pretty sure.
Some dude.
I don't know if it was a dude or it was the one girl. Cause you just
I
see like
thought it was a
a you
guy.
just see a body covered in blood.
Yeah. I thought it was a guy.
It could have been a guy. Well, I thought it could have been her as well. The other girl. Cause other than that, like it doesn't like re like it makes it make less sense that she just randomly found it. But who knows? Any cinematography, Jay, you want to talk about?
Yeah, no,
Yeah, his
I don't
name is
think I
not really
recall
heavy
any.
on
It's not, yeah. I don't think
cinematography.
that's what it's, I think it's mostly about the girls.
Right. All right, Jay, characters.
You know, it's a character that I thought was really cool that they didn't show too much was that the gray-haired Amazonian that was
Yeah, it was like a
fist fighting the ninja girl.
yeah, she was really cool.
I was like, whoa, she doesn't have no weapons and she's like beating her up. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish that would have we'd see more of that. She was pretty cool. And then so was what's her what was the level three girl's name?
Who, Aisha?
Yeah, Aisha, she was really cool as well.
Yeah, she reminded me of I don't know if have you played Zelda?
Oh, you say she reminds you of what's her face?
The Gerudos.
Oh, of a Gerudo? That is pretty funny. I thought you got a. Isn't God, what's her name, Jay?
Zelda?
Crap. Zelda's attendant. Didn't she have like a. God, what's her name?
In which game?
Oh, I can't even think about it now. Damn it. She's in most of the games.
An attendant to Zelda.
Yeah. She has a. What the heck's her name? Hold on, I gotta look this up. Hold on. Impa. There you go.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's kind of like her caretaker.
Yeah, her caretaker, yeah. But,
Yeah.
yeah, isn't it Ocarina? She looks all big. Yeah!
Yeah, in Ocarina, she's tall.
Yeah.
Impa's super cool.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Oh, she's also in Skyward Sword, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, Impa's like,
She's in a lot of them, right? I don't know if
yeah,
she's in all of them, but
she's one of the sages.
oh yeah, there you
So
go.
she's
But yeah, the Impa is who I was thinking of. Yeah, is it like her attendant, her caretaker? It's a
Yeah,
same,
I was thinking of the Gerudos, you know,
yeah.
the all female
Which is supposed they're supposed to be like
assassin
the
ladies.
Amazons, I guess.
Yeah.
A tribe of
Warrior women.
warrior women, dark
That's
skinned
what
warrior women.
That's where Ganondorf was born.
Yeah,
Was
the one out of
the
every
only
1,000
male.
years, right, or something like that.
The only male.
Yeah, there's like a thing about it, right? It's like once every 100 years.
It has to be like some sort of thing
Yeah.
with Ganondorf and Ganon.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, she was dope. I really liked her.
Yeah.
Haruhime is really cool.
Yeah.
She's really
I
cute.
like
I wish she got
I
that candy.
I feel like it was kind of like a like I it kind of bummed me out that she actually didn't go all the way, like she wasn't actually a prostitute.
Right.
Yeah.
It bums me out. You say
Yeah,
it like that. It's so funny.
because they make it a huge point that like she was like she's not worthy of anybody because of she's a prostitute and
Right.
she
She
attends
even
to people.
says. But no, she's just a maid. She just cleans up. Well, she said, she even says, like, oh, I sold my body.
Yeah.
And stuff. You think that's just a backtrack?
Yeah, I think so.
Just to be like, oh no, just kidding, she
She's
wasn't.
actually pure.
Like.
She just thinks she's so innocent that she thinks she's already defiled because she's
She
was
had.
labeled a prostitute.
Right? It has to be. She was in the. That doesn't make any sense if you, like, the more you think about it. Because she was, like, in the room, like, waiting for somebody.
Yeah, and she was about to take her clothes off.
Yeah, but it makes sense that she got all. She's seen him and then got all flustered. Like that, I guess that it's like a hint.
Oh, his
She's never
collarbone,
done,
right?
yeah, she gets all flustered at his collarbone. So I guess maybe that's a hint that she hasn't, because like when I first seen that, I was like, yeah, it doesn't make sense that she's a prostitute and then gets like woozy over that.
Yeah, what a random thing to get Uzi over.
He has a nice collarbone, Jay. I don't know what to say.
I know, right? I wish I had a nice collarbone.
The girls go crazy for a good collarbone, Jim. Good shape. Anybody else? Oh, I guess I should say, like, I really like I remember liking Loki from the first season, and I was kind of disappointed we only get to see her like one time here.
Yeah, like once at the party
Yeah.
and at the end in the slideshow.
She's so funny. She's pretty cool. I like her and Hestia's dynamic. What? Anybody else want to talk about Jay? There's not a lot of like new characters, I guess, in here.
Yeah, I mean they did tease like a new character at the very
Yeah,
end.
new monster. Added, like I said earlier, adding another monster, adding a monster girl now to the harem.
Yeah, I wonder what she is.
You got a fox girl. You got a monster girl. You
What
got
is
a
like a like what, she looked like some sort of like forest thing. What are those
like a
called?
nymph?
A nymph.
Yeah. They got he has a god girl. He has a knight girl. He has an elf girl.
Do you think you think Belle's gonna end up with any of them?
Probably Hestia.
Hestia, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would hope Hestia.
It has to
I
be
don't
either
want him.
Hestia or what's her face?
A's,
I
eyes.
eyes.
I don't want it to be eyes.
I want it to be the flat-chested Amazonian girl. She's cool. She's my favorite in eyes's group.
Yeah.
She's cool. I really like her design.
Yeah, she's like the upbeat one.
Yeah. Oh, there's also the guild mask, the guild girl. With glasses.
Yeah.
There's the maid from
The tavern.
the tavern as well. It gets but the harem's endless, Jay.
I know, right?
Who
I
knows
like
who
Lily the
knows?
best, though.
Oh, he
I'd
has
be
Lily. Oh,
happy.
he has the lolly. There you go. See, he had that. I like her design the most because I really like her giant backpack as well. I think that's like super hilarious to me.
I like her like casual clothes
Oh yeah, they're
because
pretty cool.
they look like they'd be like from far away it looks like she's wearing tattered clothes but it's like a design. It's I think it
Yeah, it
looks
is
pretty
so
cool.
weird. I was like, oh, that's like her leggings or whatever, right? Kind of look tattered.
Yeah, and her like top
That's so
as
funny.
well.
She's an animal girl too, right?
Yeah, she's like some sort of like
Oh,
shapeshifter
she's like
thing.
a She's also like a fox.
Yeah.
Or not a fox, but a raccoon?
Oh, like Mario. What
Yeah.
are those called?
A tanuki? She a tanuki?
Tanuki. Is she a tanuki?
I think she might be a tanuki. I don't remember.
We have to look it up.
But
Actually, I have the character list right here, I
yeah, she
think.
is
Oh,
like
I
an
can look it
animal
up.
that can transform.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. But yeah, I really like her. She's really cool. And hilariously enough, since you didn't watch the dub, she's voiced by Hilary Hagg.
Wow.
So every time I hear her talk, I just think about her. I think about her in either Milk Chan, Super Milk Chan, or Ghost Stories. She's just so funny.
It doesn't really say.
Yeah, but I know she's a she has like animal ears, right? Pretty sure.
It says dog ears here,
Dog
dog
ears.
person.
Yeah, maybe. I guess so. Maybe she's a dog creature. Dog girl. Dog girl Lolly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he has his best bro. What's that guy's name? The
Wealth?
Smith.
Wolf?
Yeah.
That guy's like
Wolf.
the most generic, I think, out of everybody.
He's so cool. He's such a bro.
He is. They need to add another guy
He's played
to
by
the
what's his name? I forget his name,
family.
but
David Wald.
yeah, he plays what's his name in One Piece, the guy with the ropes from Water 7.
Oh, dang! What's that guy's name?
Yeah, we've been talking about him in ages.
Polly. It's
Yeah,
Polly.
Polly. He plays Polly. He plays Polly in One Piece, and then Gadriel in Fairy Tail, the metal dragon. I don't know. I think we got like right there before we stopped. But
Yeah.
cool guy. Excuse me. Anybody else, Jay?
Characters? I don't know. I think that's about it.
You have anything you want to bring up before we end of the wrap up, Jay? Final thoughts?
I had fun with this. I definitely do want to watch more.
Yeah, I think I walked away with this more of like I'd like to watch more than I did after season one. I did want to go back and listen to the la usually when we do podcasts, like a sequel to sequels, I'll go back and listen to what we did for the last one, and I didn't do it this time because I just ran out of time. But I'd really like to probably continue. I don't know what I rated, but we what this rating was, but we'll see. I'm pretty sure we also called it like junk food anime,
Yeah, I'm
and.
pretty sure. And I think you might have been like, for some reason I recall you being harsher in the
Dude,
first one on
I
first season.
also think I was really harsh on it, cause going into this, I was like, I don't want to watch this. But that's the same thing I think I felt with, I thought with Megalobox, I thought I had watched Megalobox and thought it was okay, and then I went back and I was like, listen to the podcast, and I really liked it. And I was like, oh, I guess I liked it, but anyway, Jay.
Anyway.
So the wrap up, Jay.
Yeah, accessibility.
I mean, this is a little bit of fan service in here. I wish they just had the balls to do like full fan service.
I think
Like,
that'd be pretty cool. I think that would.
I don't like how there's like very half-assed. We do see a nipple. At one point,
When?
you there. I'm pretty sure you see the frog girl's, frog woman's nipple.
At what part?
I think when it's weird. So it's when Haruhime is looking into the door and sees the bloody person. The frog woman has no top on, and you see the camera angles like from behind her. And
I have to double check. I
I'm
don't even
pretty
really
sure
care
you see
about.
a side boob nipple, like for a frame. I'm pretty sure.
I'm not too interested in going back and
Yeah, not
looking for
anymore. Like, oh, not
it.
anymore. But that's why I was like, but I would be like, I don't know. I feel like if you want to do a fan service anime, like you should do it. Like, why are you
I'm beating around the
beating
bush.
around the bush? Yeah, with this much, like, if it was very like sparse throughout the series, I would be like, okay, that's fine, whatever, right? But it happens not every episode, but it happens more than a handful of times in this anime, where like. Again, most times fan service doesn't enhance an anime. And here I don't think it would enhance an anime, but it's like, come on. with all these different shots of like trying to hide their bodies. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird to me. What's next, Jay?
Well, as for
Oh,
accessibility,
yeah.
so not everybody can watch it since there is like kind of like a little bit of fan service.
Yeah, and it's on. Oh, there's also, I guess we mentioned
There's
before, but
alcohol.
well, there's threats of sexual assault as well,
Oh yeah.
a compromised
That's like
position.
all of Toad Girl's like
Her thing, her
that's
gimmick.
her thing.
There's also, yeah, that the alcohol use, that's basically drug use. Because like everyone's like addicted to his wine, and like even when after Lily like drinks it, there's like that weird shot too when he's like the right-hand man's like, oh, you remember last time you drank it, and it's like her and like in an erotic position
Yeah.
with like a
She's like
dark
on the floor or
filter.
something, right?
Yeah. And then it happens again,
When
when
she
she
drinks it
drinks
again.
it. Yeah. She like falls on the floor in ecstasy. And I was like, oh yeah, she's drugged out right now, 100%.
Yeah, she's tripping.
Yeah. So, yeah, not for everybody. If you're
And you
sensitive to
can watch
those
it
kind of
on.
things, and you can watch it on, I think almost like everything actually.
Yeah, I watched mine on Hulu.
I'm watching High Dive, and I think it's on Crunchyroll as well. I didn't even check.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
If it's what you call it, licensed by Crunchyroll, I'd imagine it's on there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's what do you want to see from season 3, Jay?
Maybe a goal.
I would like to see more God stuff.
Yeah.
I do like
That'd be
the
cool.
interplay between the gods more than I like Belle's adventures.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, and then I
'Cause he,
guess I oh yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I don't know what else I'd want. I mean, yeah, it would be cool to have more characters like join the familia, but yeah, I don't know.
You know, I
I don't want
kind of
that
like
to
the
be the whole
small,
focus.
I kind of like the smallness of the group right now.
Yeah.
I was gonna be really disappointed if they like if it turned almost like into Fairy Tail, which is another like good analog for this anime, I feel. And I feel like with a giant expanded cast, it kind of feel like that. I'm trying to think. Oh, and I guess rewatchability, Jay. We totally skipped over that. I think I'm good.
Yeah, I think I'm good
I'm
too.
fine with this.
I'm glad I watched it though.
Would you put this anime in the same category? Because we talked about it earlier with what the director was doing. I put this almost in the same category for me as like Familiar of Zero.
Yeah, for
Where
sure.
like it's like fun, like a fun world, but the characters are okay.
Yeah, for sure. I can definitely it's they're definitely in the same realm.
Oh, and what's the Japanese girl's name?
Oh, the ninja girl?
Yeah.
I closed the
No, that's fine, but I was gonna say I really like her pauldron.
Makoto?
Yeah,
Is it
Makoto.
Makoto?
Yeah, I really like her pauldron. And why did they reuse the same trope twice, Jay, in
Which
like
one?
two episodes apart, where like the character's like, oh, I gotta go. I can't tell you why I gotta go, but I gotta go. And just like leaves to set up something
Yeah.
with Lily and with Makoto. Like the same thing.
I gotta go, and it's the Soma family, and then Ninja Girls,
I
I gotta
gotta
go
go.
because I heard there's my friend is in
At
the
the
red light
Ishtar
district.
family. Yeah. At the Ishtar Familia. All right, Jay. Moment of truth. What do you rate it?
It was a flat recommend.
Yeah, give it a flat recommend. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay, now that we've officially joined the Hesse Familia, Jay, even though they own a bajillion, I was gonna say Barry. I was gonna say money, then I said Barry, then they own a lot of money, Jay. Ready for what I have for us next week?
Yeah. What do you got?
So I had a rough time trying to choose this week's anime. I don't know, nothing really was striking my fancy. The one anime I did want to choose, the dub's not over yet, so gonna have to wait a couple more weeks for that one. And it might that one actually might be a anime of the year contender. It might be, not sure yet. But we are gonna watch the semi-historical anime, Your Boy Kamoing.
What is it called?
Yeah, boy, it's called Your Boy Kamoing. I think that's, I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy, come on.
Kongming. Your Boy Kongming.
Okay.
So, it's about if you don't know, well, you apparently you don't know, Jay. Kongming is a historical Chinese general, and
Okay.
his dying wish is to be transported somewhere else, and he gets transported to our present day,
Oh, wow.
where he becomes a producer for a idol girl.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's gonna
To
use his ancient war tactics to
get her to
get into
the
the top of the music industry, Jay.
That sounds pretty
Here,
interesting.
I'll read the summary to you, Jay, real quick. The music industry has become a battlefield when ancient strategist Kong Ming is transported from historical China to modern Japan. He'll use his military tactics to turn his new friend Aiko into a music star, and together they'll take the party hotspot of Shibuya by storm. So very excited to what's also
Is this a new anime?
yeah, I think it was this year it came out, like early this year.
Okay.
Yeah, early this year or late last year, I don't remember. Also funny enough, Jay, I think this guy is who Waver's possessed by. Yeah.
Wow, we got a fate tie-in.
Yeah. Well, 'cause like in Grand Order, he's used as like a basically he's used like as a like a body for a heroic
Yeah, like a
spirit.
puppet, right?
Yeah. So like for example, like Rin's body is used for Ishtar in Grand Order. So like stuff like that. Very interested to see where this is gonna go, Jay.
Where can we watch it?
Now we can watch this on High Dive exclusive.
Okay.
And
And
yeah,
it's how many episodes?
12 episodes.
Okay.
So very excited to check this one out.
Yeah, it seems like a very
I heard a lot of good things about it, and when it was airing, there was like I'd see clips every so often, and it looked very funny, so. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I'm glad to use the High Dive app
Yeah, I mean, I just used it
for this one,
for
right?
this one, and there's a lot more on there like I wanted to do, and this I'm probably gonna pick one or two before we wrap up
End
this
of year.
year
Okay.
on here. Actually, it's like three I really want to do on there. Actually, it's like four. There's a lot. There's a lot of like anime on there that's like really good.
Remember Akikan?
Yeah, Akikan's on High Dive, huh?
Yeah, that's I think that's where we watched it.
God. Anyway, also Azumanga Daioh's on there too, which is pretty
Yeah.
cool if you want to watch Azumanga Daioh again. Anyway, if you enjoyed our podcast on It's a Rock Pickle Bitter Girls in the Dungeon Season 2, or you're excited to hear our review on your boy Kongmong, Kongming, Kong Ming, yeah, Kong Ming,
I mean.
Kong Ming. Go ahead, leave us a review, leave us a like, Leave a comment on all your major podcasting platforms. Email us at animechairbomb@yahoo.com. Follow us on Instagram. And I think that's it, Jay. Yeah, that's it, everyone. Until the next one.
Everybody, stay respecting your goddesses.
Yeah. Everybody stay falling in love with your goddesses.
They will know that.